This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. A coalition of state representatives wants to cede their responsibility to draw North Carolina's electoral districts. They say they want to remove the politics from the process and are proposing that a nonpartisan group take the lead in drawing the maps. But as Jorge Valencia reports, some lawmakers have been pushing similar efforts for more than 20 years.
There's a conference room in the legislative building here in Raleigh. And senators and representatives use it to make announcements when they propose a bill. Most of the time, they do it with members of their party. Yesterday, though, the room was packed with Republicans and Democrats.
Let's begin. We have a lot of presenters, and everybody wants to say something.
Skip Stam is the second highest-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. What he announced on this rare bipartisan day was a plan for North Carolina to have independent redistricting. Under current legislation, state lawmakers draw voting districts when new census numbers come out every 10 years. In other words, Stam says, lawmakers can decide who will vote for them.
The people with the most at stake are probably ones who shouldn't be doing the details.
That's why some people feel their vote doesn't count, says Representative Greer Martin. He's a Democrat, and his district in Wake County was drawn to favor Democrats. He says that's a problem.
We need to have more districts where folks are elected because they were able to build a consensus amongst their voters, Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, and unaffiliated, that they were the candidate who could best represent their collective interests.
In North Carolina, efforts for nonpartisan redistricting date at least to 1989. Around that time, new computer software started making gerrymandering easier. Back then, the Democrats were in the majority. And the party in power is generally resistant to this kind of reform, explains UNC Chapel Hill professor Michael Kroll.
The two political parties' views have changed over time as to whether they were in the ascendancy or not. And one party think it had an advantage, so it didn't want to change the rules. The other party thinking it was going to be at a disadvantage wanted to change the rules.
After the most recent round of redistricting in 2011, a majority of North Carolina's state and congressional seats became safely Republican. Civil rights groups filed lawsuits, but the courts have upheld the maps. Bob Rucho is a Republican senator from Mecklenburg County and played a leading role in drawing those maps.
We have solved the problem. The Supreme Court in North Carolina, the Supreme Court in the United States has laid out all of the criteria on how you draw district maps, and that's exactly what we did.
The last time a nonpartisan redistricting reform bill picked up steam was in 2011. It passed in the House, but wasn't really debated in the Senate. And it seems that could happen again. A top Senate Republican told reporters yesterday that if the bill gets to his chamber, it's pretty much dead. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.